Giuliani back in court this morning. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. And on his way in Atlanta, he didn't say much.
I'll talk about this until it's over. The grand jury and grand juries, as I recall, a secret.
Giuliani was ordered to testify as that Georgia grand jury investigates his work as a Trump lawyer, claiming there was fraud in helping the then president try to overturn election results.
Giuliani learned Monday that he's a target of the probe, and there are questions about attorney-client privilege, as U.S. District Judge Lee Martin also Monday ordered U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham to also testify into Willis's investigation into Trump that Republicans say is nothing more than politics.
As Fox's Jeff Manasso, former President Trump's happy that Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who's helping lead the House investigation into the Capitol riot, got voted out in Wyoming's Republican primary. He called her in the Truth Social post spiteful and sanctimonious. Cheney is now considering a possible run for president.
No House seat, no office in this land is more important than the principles that we are all sworn to protect.
She lost to Harriet Hageman, who got more than twice the number of votes.
Wyoming wants a representative fighting to put America first.
In Alaska, the former president's also trying to unseat another critic, Senator Lisa Murkowski. But the GOP primary allows four candidates to advance, so she and her Trump-backed challenger will face off in November. The U.S. has gone on the attack in Somalia with a drone strike. It happened Sunday, but we're just learning now. 13 al-Shabaab terrorists were killed. Americans didn't do as much shopping in July.
Retail sales stayed flat in July as gas prices and auto sales fell. If those were left out, then sales rose 0.7% last month.
That's compared to June. Versus July of 2021, the retail sales total is way higher because of inflation. It has us paying more for stuff.
The year-over-year increase was 10.3%.
That's Fox's Lillian Wu. America's listening to Fox News.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building, fast and easy. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Here's the news in 60 seconds from YumaDailyNews.com. Yuma County Sheriff's Office have been releasing the names and photos of this month's 10 most wanted. All the subjects listed have outstanding warrants for their arrest. Find the photos and names on YumaDailyNews.com. Some startling data just in. The murder rate in Arizona has been higher than the national average. According to FBI, the number of murders reported in the Grand Canyon State climbed to nearly 400 within the last 2 years. Read more about the murder rates on the website. Damage control has been happening with the Padres. The team has been replacing a planned Fernando Tatis Jr. bobblehead night with a Juan Soto t-shirt giveaway. That's because the superstar shortstop was banned for 80 games after a drug scandal. Tonight's game in Miami is at 1:10. Tomorrow, Padres go back home to play the Nationals. Listen to the games live on AM 560 KBLU and get the latest Padres news at YumaDailyNews.com. Follow us on Facebook at Yuma Daily News for the latest local and state news in Yuma and in Arizona. That's the news for now. I'm Kendra White.
I'm Danny Schaefer, lifestyle content creator. My little brother had these piercing blue eyes like the ocean. He was just 33 when we lost him to an accidental opioid overdose.
My name is Darren Waller. I had it made, living my dream playing professional football. Then my life hit rock bottom. I had an accidental opioid overdose.
I felt the shame, the stigma. Everyone knew, but no one talked about it.
I felt completely isolated. My family didn't even know. I refused to stand by and watch without doing everything I can to change the stigma.
If you know someone taking opioids, have a safety plan and talk about it.
It can happen to anyone you know or love. It happened to me.
I'm sharing Scott's story because reversing the silence can help save lives.
Let's help put a stop to opioid overdoses being a leading cause of accidental death in America.
Be prepared. Learn how at ReverseSilence.org.
An epic flop. Back in 1 minute with your food chain question of the day.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-691-7987. 800-691-7987. 800-691-7987. That's 800-691-7987.
McDonald's has ended its trial of the McPlant Burger, a pretend meat patty made with the plant-based protein of the Beyond Meat Company. J.P. Morgan analyst Ken Goldman told CNBC that sales of the pretend burger simply did not meet expectations, and the trial ended as an epic flop. Taco Bell also expressed disappointment with Beyond Meat's pretend carne asada. Consequent to these flops, Beyond Meat's share price has fallen by close to 75%. Question: have you or have you not tasted any of the market's pretend meats?
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I had heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves. It's their whole family. It brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
This is Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and you are listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU, only the good stuff from the Chamber. Of course, this morning we have Russ Clark in the studio. Good morning, Russ.
Morning.
Good morning. Going good? I'm not getting funny looks this week like I did last week.
Well, because I'm tired.
Okay.
I haven't slept since last week.
That is true, actually.
Yeah.
And this morning in the studio with us, we have Melissa Russian-Err with the Children's Museum of Yuma County. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, okay, story on everybody's mind. Everybody asks me, how's it going? When is it opening? I'm sure you get those same questions.
Oh, it's not open yet. Just on a... on a daily basis, I get that question.
Only daily?
Only daily. We are still under renovation, mm-hmm. as with many construction projects throughout the entire nation. We are experiencing delays, but we are keeping a very positive, cheerful attitude that people are working to the best of their ability as materials come available. And we are hoping for an opening later on this week. So hopefully, towards the end of the year, we will have all of our construction completed and ready to open.
What can people expect once it's open?
Well, we hope we're creating a magical place for everybody. In our past summer programs that people may have experienced at the Yuma Arts Center, that has given people a little glimpse of what's mm-hmm. to come with some of our exhibits. But the nice thing about having our own place is we get to put all those finishing touches on it that we never were able to in the two-month short program at the Art Center. So you're going to see completed exhibit spaces with the scene fully set, walls painted. We're not going to have all the sterile white walls that we had to keep in place at the Art Center. So we are creating kind of a magical little place for kids to come and get lost in their imagination and their creativity.
Forget the kids, I'm going.
Well, Russ, as I remember, you spent a couple hours there with your granddaughter a few years ago.
But I enjoyed it.
Yes, and she enjoyed herself too. I remember seeing it.
It's for kids and kids at heart.
Right. Mm. And people who used to be kids.
Now, when it's open, and it'll be open during school season, obviously, what are the hours are going to look like? What do you envision the hours?
The hours for most museums that are just starting out are about 4 days a week, from around 10 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But the nice thing is we will have a couple of extra days in the week that we are opening just for school kids.
Okay. So that
is going to be something special. We're dedicating a couple of days a week just for bringing in not only public schools, but private schools, homeschoolers, preschools, anybody and everybody who falls into some sort of an educational program where they can have a quieter, more controlled environment and that we can do some special educational opportunities.
So it'll be open at 10 o'clock, even on a day when kids are in school. Because there's kids at home, there's other things going on.
But. Exactly. There's so many kids that are either staying home with a parent or another family member, or kids who are home for part of the day.
Right.
So we will be open for
Or some that have a doctor's appointment, supposedly.
Sometimes that happens, too. And sometimes it's a nice treat after that doctor's appointment.
Well, and it'd be nice to have it more to yourself.
Right.
Get all the kids at school and then take them.
Exactly. It does give a different feel to it whenever there are smaller groups of people.
Now, this thing has been under, concepts for 6 years now?
Actually, it's been a little bit
longer than that.
It's been almost 10 years, so we are in our ninth year of existence.
Okay.
And that's about typical for when you actually open and move into your first place, so to speak. It can be in the 7 to 10 year range before you actually open.
And the home is downtown.
Yes, the home is downtown in the historic Sanguinetti General Merchandise Store.
Cool.
Right on the corner of 2nd Street and Main. So it is a building that is 122 years old.
Uh-huh.
It has seen many renovations and many uses over the years, but the last, probably the last 25 years or so, it's not been utilized to its fullest potential.
No.
And we're excited to re-enliven that corner.
Do you have the space that you need?
Yes, we do. The building itself is about 17,000 square feet, which gives us a great basement space for lots of storage and workshop space. We have a 2,000 square foot mezzanine that will house our offices, and then the rest of the main floor space is for our exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the big things that we're renovating right now, is adding some.
It was a lot bigger than I realized, having now been in it with it empty.
It kind of goes on and on and on. You don't realize from Main Street how far back the building is.
Everything was epic. So now you got 17,000 square feet. Can you fill it? Really?
Yes, we are already filled. Most of the exhibits that we were developing and testing on people in the summertime are going to come back in some time.
Okay.
So those pieces are already in place. Like I said, we'll be putting more finishing touches on them. And then we have a new exhibit that's under development right now called Down by the River, which highlights our wonderful Colorado River and the people and the things that depend on that river as well.
And the theme is to keep it as local as possible.
As local as possible. That is the direction that most children's museums across the country are going in right now. is to make sure that they reflect the local community. So it's really important to us that kids get a sense of what our local economy is here in Yuma, what people do for a living, how they support each other. All of that is crucially important.
So do you have a prison section?
Necessarily, although that might come, that might be incorporated in sort of a mural. You never know.
It might be misunderstood.
You know, but I was thinking that because the things that our economy rely on are things that kids love. I mean, think about kids and ag, you know, and digging in the dirt and planting things. Oh, my God, planting seeds is huge. Mm-hmm. And military with all the, you know, whether there's jets flying over or tanks or, you know, that's not a YPG, but, you know, the things that drive our economy are things that kids are hugely into anyway.
So exactly. So it's very easy to incorporate those elements into museums and to give businesses and other organizations a place to have themselves reflected.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole idea is it's hands-on, it's activities.
It is. It's hands-on and activities and letting kids run wild with their imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Just setting the scene for them and seeing what they create.
I'm thinking of the impact to our economy as far as this is another location where we can attract talent and attract families to Yuma. You know, when we're looking at economic development, and I don't know that everybody understands the link there. I know you do. But
there really is, and I know Greg Levon with GYEDC was on the show a couple of weeks ago. And he and his wife do not have any children. And yet he decided that he wanted to be one of our board members, and he's currently our vice president. He is so passionate about this museum because as he goes and tries to sell businesses on coming to Yuma, one of the things they want to know is, what is there for my employee family to do? So he sees the value of investing in something like this.
I mean, yeah, I see the huge impact for local businesses.
Right. And we're also hoping that we will be attracting people off of the freeway as they come to stop, especially those coming from San Diego or from Phoenix and Tucson to San Diego. But this would be a perfect stop.
Perfect. And with that, we have to take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
Not expecting much in the way of showers and thunderstorms today and tomorrow, but we're seeing an increase in the monsoon moisture starting Friday into the weekend, and that's when you're more likely to run into the rain. Now, we do have a slight chance of a thunderstorm today, and temperatures are pretty typical mid-August, 105 this afternoon, heat index around 113 this afternoon. Tomorrow, that slight chance of a thunderstorm. 103 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
Picture yourself doing more, earning more, and helping more. In 7 weeks, for $149, a new career as a tax pro could be yours by completing H&R Block's Income Tax Course. Just imagine, extra income, flexible schedule. With the Income Tax Course, it's all right in front of you. So give yourself a whole new outlook. Enroll in H&R Block's Virtual Tax Course today at hrblock.com/beapro or call your local H&R Block office. That's hrblock.com/beapro.
Hi, I'm Mandy Moore. We can do great things when we stand together. With support from American Airlines, Stand Up to Cancer is closer than ever before to achieving its mission to make every cancer patient into a long-term survivor. Through this incredible collaboration, we are pushing cancer research to new heights. Doctors and scientists, team members, patients and their families all working and standing up to move progress forward. The fight against cancer never stops. Thankfully, new and promising treatments can help save lives now. So get on board and join this mission. To learn more about how you can support this groundbreaking effort and get Advantage Miles, go to standuptocancer.org/AmericanRed.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Listen right here on 560 AM KBOU from 8 to 9 AM every Monday morning to Life, Death, and the Law, where Sean Garner and Adam Hansen discuss estate planning options. Spend Monday mornings 8 to 9 a.m. with Sean and Adam from Deason Garner and Hansen and learn how you can plan your estate using a will or a trust to protect your family and secure your legacy. That's Life, Death, and the Law every Monday morning from 8 to 9, right here on 560 a.m. KBLU.
News Talk 560 KBLU, where Yuma comes to talk.
Back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and of course we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning, and joining us in the studio we have Melissa Russin-Err, the Executive Director of the Children's Museum of Yuma County. Right?
Correct.
I always want to reverse those. I want to say the Yuma County Children's Museum, mm-hmm. and then I'm like, I know it's the other way.
It's such a mouthful.
It is a mouthful. Are you going to go by initials?
I usually abbreviate everything C-Y-C-M-Y-C.
Okay, good, because I just did that same thing somewhere.
Yes. So much easier.
It is, and that's I keep thinking the chamber, if we just YCCC in our office, we have it written that way, but nowhere else, because I think we just abbreviated the chamber. Just as easy. So I'm kind of, you know, in thinking what we started talking right before the break, that's kind of one of the things that I was thinking about, too, for local businesses, is it's one more thing to get people off the freeway and turn Yuma into something more than a gas stop.
Right. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with our fast food restaurants in the area, but we want to give an alternative to that.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can get them a little further off the beaten path into downtown Yuma and offer them a place where their kids can get out, stretch their legs,
mm-hmm.
engage in some fun activities, and then because we also are not serving any food at our museum, we don't have any sort of a cafe space, but we have all of the restaurants on Main Street to choose from, and that way we can help to drive some traffic.
I mean, because I'm picturing that already. I remember driving with my son from Phoenix to San Diego, and we needed a stop about Yuma to let him run around and stretch his legs, and he didn't want to go sit at a restaurant.
No.
I mean, you need to eat, but that really wasn't the opportunity to get out of the car and stretch his legs. He needed
some activities to engage him for a little while. Break up the day.
And the great thing about the Children's Museum, especially like if it's in the summer when a lot of people are escaping Phoenix to San Diego and escaping the heat, or Tucson, you know, it's indoors. And
it's indoors. And
thank goodness. We
really don't have much outdoor space. And whenever we do open the outdoor space that we have, we're not completed yet. So that is going to be in a future phase of development.
So, Melissa, what has been the biggest challenge? What did you not foresee? How long have you been there now?
I have been there about 5.5 years now.
Okay.
There was one executive director just prior to me, David Lemon. And when I took over, I had no idea how long this process was going to take. I really thought we would be open within a couple of years, that we would probably be open year 7 or 8. Never foresaw a pandemic.
Well,
throwing a monkey wrench into everything. Nobody saw that, but But in the Children's Museum field especially, that really called into question, you know, are we going to be able to meet face-to-face again? And what mm-hmm. is that going to look like? Now, you know, we are thankfully recovering wonderfully across the nation as far as the Children's Museum field is concerned. So there are less worries about that now than what there were 2 years ago. The good thing is, in Children's Museums far and wide, we have always been very concerned about the safety and health of our guests. So mm-hmm. cleaning has always been a top priority for us. So we felt that we really had that part down. And now that people are ready to come back, we serve the youngest people in the community, basically. They are our clients. And to be able to give them a space where they can come and connect with other kids, just like them, in the same stage of development, who've all been through this upheaval in their very young lives, it will give them a place to feel and reconnect and to practice a lot of those, not only academic skills that they need so much going into school, but the social and emotional.
So have you seen a lot of things come out of the pandemic with other children's museums that might not have come out otherwise? Like, you know, I'm seeing different cleaning techniques, but even different materials.
Different materials, again, all of our materials have to be able to withstand heavy use and heavy cleaning mm-hmm. anyway. So we're really making sure that all of that is in place. I think more schedule flexibility is something that has entered in. And we're probably going to be doing that too, where we're open for a morning session and then we close around lunchtime. That gives our staff a chance to have lunch at the same time, but then that we can also do a deeper midday cleaning all together and then opening for an afternoon session. And that, with many museums, small and large across the nation, has been something that many have adopted. And we've watched the success that they've been having with that. So that's probably what we're going to be doing too. And we, you know, if it's working in San Diego and if it's working in smaller towns as well, then it's something we take note of.
I mean, I think it, so where did you get your inspiration for the board? Because I'm sure the board had a say. I answer to a board too. But where did you get your inspiration for a lot of the exhibits that are coming?
A lot of the exhibits were already either in place or some form of them were in place whenever I came on board.
Okay.
Then we also listened to a lot of what our visitors were saying. We also listened to people throughout the community of what they would like to see reflected in the museum. And then just, again, looking at what those national trends are and seeing how people interpreted their communities in their museum. I also have over 30 years of experience working with kids, so I know some of those topics and things
so
that kids naturally gravitate towards.
So you started when you were 5, though, right? You started,
certainly.
That's
I started
how
when I was 5.
Okay,
no,
there we
but,
go. Perfect.
Well, if we extended that far back, we'll have to add a few years.
You were a kid once.
I was a kid once, and I'm still a big kid. So, and, you know, we know what things kids are interested in, those deep concepts that we try to to develop from a young age. So kids are going to be interested in things that they can make or smooth, things that they can create their own world and have that sense of exploring and
I was surprised. We used to take Peyton to the Children's Museum in Phoenix because we lived up there and he was born in that area. And does it amaze you when you go to the children's museums? What amazed me was what I thought that his favorite exhibits were going to be. He liked, don't get me wrong, but he gravitated to things that I wouldn't have expected, and sometimes they were the simplest things.
That's right. We find that they don't always need all the bells and whistles and electronics that we think they might need or want or love. Oftentimes, it's the simplest things that they love. They love building with any form of block or building material. Although one day we had our blue block out at the convention center for an event, and we brought in cardboard instead, and we didn't know at first what to do with the cardboard, so the staff had to start showing them how to build with the cardboard, and then they took it.
Oh, well, with that, we have to take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
Interest rates are skyrocketing. Inflation is only going to get worse.
War seems likely.
Don't believe all that's said in the media. Come back down to earth and let's cut the bull.
Visit Alexander Flightline Mitsubishi and get the real deal on any brand new Mitsubishi. We have plenty to choose from. We know we've got the Mitsubishi for you. Get your certified pre-owned Mitsubishi with us and make your first payment in 45 days. Only at Alexander Flightline Mitsubishi in Yuma.
It might be hard to imagine, but there's a place where you can find a restaurant on every corner. A place where you can eat like a king for as little as a dollar. It might be hard to imagine, but this is the same place where the school lunches aren't just delicious. They're themed, with palate pleasers like mozzarella stick Mondays, taco Tuesdays, and French Fridays. Heck, even pizza counts as a vegetable here. This is a place where the fast food just keeps getting faster. You can even order delivery right from your video game console. And how's the food, you ask? Well, it is to die for. Don't believe us? Just ask the friends and family of the 300,000 who did last year. Welcome to the state of America. Welcome to Obesity USA. Population 115 million and getting bigger by the day. To learn more, go to visitobesity.org. That's visitobecity.org. Brought to you by the Pennington Biomedical Research Foundation.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen. And we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
Living between two countries at the same time comes with a world of possibilities. Whether I'm here in the U.S., I'm always local. I have my work here. Shopping here. Went to school here.
Thousands of fans cheering our baseball team here.
Whether I'm here, only AT&T's network stays AT&T on both sides, so I'm always local.
Use your AT&T plan in Mexico like in the USA. No catches. Two countries, one network. Only with AT&T. Available for U.S. customers. Requires eligible plan. Additional speed, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Visit att.com/one network for details.
Strike gold with the $45,000 mystery chip cash giveaway at Quachan Casino Resort. Stop by August 13th and 27th for a chance to reach for a mystery bag of loot. You could win up to $5,000 cash. Play with your rewards club card to earn entries. Not a member yet? Sign up today for the chance to win up to $1,000. Strike gold with Quachan Casino Resort. $45,000 mystery chip cash giveaway. So much, so close. Quachan Casino Resort. Must be 21 and older. Management reserve all rights. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP-24/7 for problem gambling.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU, and as always at the bottom of the hour, I do have a few announcements. First of all, we have our memo mixer coming up. It is next week, August 24th at Emerald Springs Senior Living. We are still taking registrations for that. You can go on our website. Our next Good Morning Yuma is going to be at Pivot Point on September 8th.
And we are going to be awarding our Athena International Award at that one. So that's going to be great. We're going to hear more about Athena, recognize some great women in this community. And then we will be having another member mixer on September 28th at the Holiday Inn Yuma. And then I do want to again talk about the Chamber Mega Mixer and Expo, which is going to be coming up on October 28th and 29th. That is going to be open to the community. First of all, we are still selling booths, so if anyone wants to have a booth there, we are still selling booth space. We were about half sold out last I looked at the floor plan, but we do still have booths available. They start at $149 for nonprofits and $199 for profits. But we're trying to turn it into a family day, which is perfect since we have Melissa Rushenow with the Children's Museum here this morning. But we have already reached out to some people about having some performances on the stage.
Performances? Like juggling?
We haven't completely confirmed everything yet, but there may be some dancing or some magic or some, you know, we're gonna have some performances on the stage. We are asking all the exhibitors to have candy available so that the kids can trick-or-treat, and we are doing a costume contest for the kids. And because I'm the mom of an older kid, we are not doing adults, but we are doing awards up to age 17.
Wait a minute. Now the adults can dress?
Well, please come dress.
I mean,
this is supposed to be a family-friendly.
As some kind of Halloween.
Well, we are having a conversation. In fact, I think it's going to happen the Mega Mixer the night before. We will be doing a costume contest that night for the adults.
Oh, well, I don't care about the contest. I just, you know.
But so, it will be optional. If you want to wear a contest or wear a costume to the Mega Mixer, you're more than welcome to. The staff, we're already brainstorming in the office as to what we're going to go as. But if people don't want to, that's okay. Just come have fun with us. Come see the show floor early and hang out.
Yeah, we don't care if you're stuck in the mud. It's fine.
Exactly. There we go. And so that's October 28th, and then 29th, it will be open to the public from 9 to 2 at the Yuma Civic Center. So it should be a fun day. It's a great way to find out what businesses we're having in town. If you are a business, it's a great way to get your name out to the community. And it's just a good family-friendly event. So Russ, I hope that you'll be there. I know you were there last year. I saw you.
Yeah, I'm working on the car to get it ready. I don't know if it's going to be ready. It's not required that I have this.
No, but it would be really cool to have it. Maybe you know, if it's in process, though, or like in progress, that might be even better.
Yeah, you're bringing it ugly.
but it showcases what people can do here in town, and it can showcase, you can kind of talk about what you've been doing at Precision.
Well, I'll be talking to the guys today on some of the fabrication I'm having done.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me it was 90 days out, and I said, well, that won't work.
No, that won't work.
But I may be, you know, I have to work on their schedule. But I'm going to call them today.
But it might be good to show what your plans are, especially if you could get, say, like, to do a sketch or something, that this is what your vision is at the end.
Oh, well, I can.
So we can work.
It'll be mostly that.
We can work with that, right? Okay.
I can work with anything.
I know. Okay, and with that, well, let's get back to our program. And we, of course, have Melissa Rushenow, the Executive Director of the Children's Museum of Yuma County. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is the most popular for the kids? And you mentioned it before we went to break. It was something you could build blocks and those kind of things. Is there any one exhibit that sticks out that they waited in line for that was the most attractive to the children?
We do surveys every single summer that we have been in the past. And the most popular from all of those surveys is our Wings of Color scarf blower. Which
is my grandchild, Peyton, she was just overwhelmed with that thing.
I remember watching her just participate
in it. I can definitely see that.
Some of my favorite pictures of her, I mean, just with her breath gone. She just amazed that scarf would be sucked into the tube and travel around in that clear tube. And then pop back out.
Right, and to run and try and catch it. And
absolutely.
It seemed to be consistently the favorite of people from infants
all the way through people who were great grandparents in their 90s.
Amazing. And I think that was one of the air conditioning companies.
Yes, it was Hamburger Refrigeration.
Wow.
And Mark Hamburger helped us out with that.
Did they come up with the creativity on that, or is that something that you did and then went out and found a sponsor?
That's actually a standard exhibit in in most children's museums. Now, all of our parts were sourced through Mark, and he got the air conditioning fan for us and all of the tubing. I think we purchased the sand that is on the trusses. But yeah, it was so popular, so simple.
It seems like one of the more simple, like you said.
Very simple process.
I think the one that really stuck in my mind as being one of the most just impressive was the crane that you did. I was at the Civic Center when I first saw it.
That is something that's coming back. It has not been in operation since that event that it was at.
Okay.
It needs some refurbishment before we open, but the crane is going to have a new home in our museum.
And it was construction type stuff, and to construct walls and use the cranes and
knock down the blue blocks. That's the building.
We like knocking stuff down.
I think, as we talk about the simple, let's build something so we can knock it down.
But there was also. I remember there was a gentleman that was giving, playing guitars, giving not really lessons, but a familiarization with the musical instruments. I think there were even drums in it or some percussion, something.
Right. Yes, our music exhibit is going to become Arts Alive, which is going to encompass performing arts in general. So it'll be music and drama, storytelling. And dance.
Most of my stories are not appropriate for children, but I might be able to adapt one.
Sometimes the parents like to sit off to the side and just chit chat with each other.
I'm sitting back here, and as soon as you said drums, I'm like, are we providing headphones for the parents?
It does get loud sometimes. We will say that, and there are guests that prefer it to be quieter. We don't always have all the drums out all the time.
But this is kids. They're going to be loud.
They're going to be louder.
Speaking of which, Melissa, I'm sure you've taken them into consideration, but what are there going to be special days for children with sensory issues?
Yes.
What do you mean by sensory issues?
So, if you've got a child with autism or other sensory issues, a lot of times the noise...
They startle or something.
And exactly. I mean, for the same reason that... we've gone to Disneyland with headphones because the fireworks and
seriously,
yeah.
I love the noise.
Okay, you do, but I have a niece, a grandniece in particular.
Oh. Well, I thought you had the headphones.
Oh no, not me, no. But I have a grandniece in particular who we always travel with headphones.
Wow.
Because even like, I remember specifically even we were at Disneyland and on the Cars Land ride, when you're going to the car and Mac, the truck starts coming at you, it was the sensory of it was overload.
Well, Miss Sensory, you're out of time.
I'll get back to that on our next break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros have been serving Arizona for over 20 years. Student season is here, so ask about specialty tires for your toys. We also do alignments, brakes, oil changes, AC work, inspections, preventive maintenance, and more. Get your tires at any of our 4 Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros locations. Or use the Tire Finder online at edwhiteheadstirepros.com. Choose the perfect tire and make your appointment today. We also have free pickup and drop-off for your hassle-free experience guaranteed. Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros. Yeah, we got tires for that.
Hot, the last thing you want is your home's AC to quit on you. At 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating, our team of comfort specialists take the frustration out of the equation. From simple repairs to more complex fixes, we'll get you cool and comfortable quickly. Just call 928-783-4242 or visit 1hourhuma.com. Licensed in their respective state or county.
We gather together in communities across the nation to remember and honor, to celebrate and support, to light the night. Join us as we lift our lanterns high in order to move toward a world free of blood cancer. Join us as we light the night for a loved one. Join us. We are the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Our mission is to cure leukemia, lymphoma, Hodgkin's disease, and myeloma. Our aim is to improve the quality of life of patients and their families. Join us. We are LLS, and when we walk, cancer runs. Join your community and help bring light to the darkness of cancer. Join us as we light the night. Find your local event at lightthenight.org. That's lightthenight.org.
There are some basic business mistakes you may be making right now. One is stopping marketing to consumers. If we learned anything from the last economic thing, if people didn't stop spending, they just changed their spending habits. Those companies that offered real value and communicated it regularly with the consumer were the winners, and those that stopped or took a wait-and-see approach, they were on the outside looking in. Which do you want to be? Talk to one of our marketing experts who can help your business right now. Make a free fact-finding appointment today at yumaadvertising.com.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And of course, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Of course.
Good morning. You can tell me, of course, not good morning.
Good morning.
You've already told me good morning too many times today. I've gotten my quota, I guess. He's laughing. And, of course, we have Melissa Russian-Ur, the Executive Director of the Yuma County, the Children's Museum of Yuma County. See, I did it. I said I get it backwards all the time, and I actually did it that time. So before the break, we were talking a little bit about what is going to be put in for children with sensory issues and other types of issues that can be affected by places like the Children's Museum.
First off, I do have a degree in special education, so this is a topic near and dear to my heart. Yes, kids can participate in any way possible, but we will set aside some special hours, whether that's opening an hour or so early, staying open an hour or so late, to offer that, possibly dedicating special days to it where the noise is reduced, the lighting is reduced, having special sensory materials out that we normally don't bring out, except for on those special times, all of those are different.
I guess just with family members, I'm so in tune to that about the different things. And I was a special ed teacher, as you know, too. We often have those conversations when we're together. You know, it's just kind of one of the things that I just kind of, I had, for whatever reason, I hadn't thought about till just now, even though we talked. I don't know why.
Yes, it's something that we started to do a little of in the summer museum. So we had already started having some sensory days or sensory hours on certain dedicated days. In the past, we also had a grant where we offered a special day for children who were recovering from cancer treatment.
Oh, yeah.
Whether they were actively in treatment or had already completed their treatment, but their immune system was still not up to speed, that we would offer a two-hour time period where they could come and be by themselves in a much more controlled environment.
Right.
So we're looking for opportunities to bring things like that back.
I had, you know, there's so much more into it that I just don't, you know, like, I go to the Children's Museum and I have a good time and I don't stop to think about all the nuts and bolts and, you know, pieces that have to go into it because you want to make sure that it's inclusive for everyone, all children, not just the, you know.
We want to be as welcoming as possible as we can across the board. And sometimes that means we have to do some special things.
So, always money. Have to talk money. Money. But it is a nonprofit.
We are a nonprofit, 501c3. So any and all contributions that are donated to us are deductible to the group. But we are not tax professionals, so we always tell people
I get it.
You know, you need to talk about those things with your tax professional.
And one of the things we've been talking about then is making it affordable.
Yes.
So are you
have you thought about, I mean, I'm sure you've thought about pricing yet. Have you gotten to the point in pricing where you can make anything public yet? Maybe that's a better question.
We're not making it public yet, but we are still looking at keeping it affordable in the same range of a child's movie.
Okay.
So if you are paying attention to any of that, you kind of know what those prices are looking like. We will also have some special pricing on field trips for school, so it would not be that full price ticket of admission. We are working to get some sponsors for our field trip program so that we can offer those affordable rates to schools, because we realize that one of the most expensive things that schools have to deal with in taking field trips is the transportation. So if we can make it a little more affordable on admission so that they do have that money to be able to transport the kids, then we can work with them.
And well, do you know if there's going to be any, I mean, it's still early, although, you know what? The end of this year is rapidly approaching.
It's very quickly approaching.
And, you know, we're it's August already, which I can't believe, although this morning on my way in, I noticed it because I live off 24th Street, so... And I'm sure you see too with the traffic. So the end of the year is fast approaching. Have you given any thought, will there be any type of discount, you know, for families who, I mean, because some, you know, there are people out there, unfortunately, that even a child's movie ticket is just not reachable. It just isn't.
There are special programs that many museums participate in, such as Museums for All or Access for All, which if you participate in that program, you agree to cap your ticket price for those people at $3 or less per person. And they access the program by showing a SNAP card. Receive supplemental nutrition assistance. We have not officially decided that we're going to participate in that. It depends on getting sponsorship for that program so that we can again open that up to people. But it is something that we are looking at because we know that the need is very great in our community. So we will attempt to do that to the greatest extent possible. We also realize that many families see the value in membership, so we are going to have a membership program as well. So if you purchase that membership, then each time you go to the museum after that, you are not paying admission.
Which makes it easier. So real quick, with the little time we have left, how can people help right now?
People can help by joining our monthly donor program, and if you visit our website at umachildrensmuseum.com, that is a place where you can sign up for that monthly donation program, where you are contributing anywhere from $10 on up to our monthly operating expenses. If you do have a business and are interested in sponsoring one of our exhibits or one of the programs that we offer, such as our Facebook program or Museums for All program, please get in contact with me at melissa@umachildrensmuseum.com, and we will start talking sponsorship opportunities.
And it is .com.
It is .com, but if you do type in .org, we also have that. It will
just flip over to the .com. And so is there anything else that you feel like everybody should...
If you are interested in possibly sponsoring an exhibit or just sponsoring us in general and would like a hard hat tour, we're going to be giving another series of hard hat tours on Friday, September 2nd. Again, you can get in contact with me at melissa@umachildrensmuseum.com, and we can get you set up and scheduled for one of those hard hat tours.
And it's really cool because I got to go in there last week. So I highly recommend it. Well, that's all the time we have left. Thanks so much for coming in this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
This November, Californians will have a choice between two initiatives on sports betting. What's at stake? we have a chance to tax and regulate sports betting to fund permanent solutions to our homelessness crisis. That's Prop 27. Prop 27 generates hundreds of millions every year to get people off the streets and into housing. On the other hand, Prop 26, not a dime to solve homelessness or treat addiction. Prop 27 has strong protections to prevent minors from betting and strictly prohibits betting on youth sports. Prop 26, no protections for minors. Prop 27 helps every tribe, including disadvantaged tribes. Prop 26, a money grab for the wealthiest casino tribes, leaving nothing for disadvantaged tribes. The differences are important, and the choice is clear. Vote yes on 27. Ad paid for by Yes on 27, Californians for Solutions to Homelessness and Mental Health Support, a coalition of housing and mental health experts, concerned taxpayers and digital sports, entertainment, and gaming companies. Committee major funding from Penn Interactive Ventures.
A trip to the grocery store is teetering into terrifying territory. Back in 1 minute with your politics question of the day.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate for the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-691-7987. 800-691-7987. 800-691-7987. That's 800-691-7987.
U.S. households are taking some heavies at the grocery store. Breitbart reports the price of food has gone up by 13.1% over the past 12 months. Some of the biggest increases include chicken, which has gone up by 17.6% in the last year. And butter has gone up by 22.2% in the same period of time. But on the bright side, the price of steak, hot dogs, and ham decreased over the past month, which helps. So long as one isn't buying Beyond Meat, two patties of the meat substitute are selling for $5.99. Question, where are you feeling inflation the most? At the grocery store or at the gas pump?
You're who you always were.
She was screaming and crying. I've never seen her like that in my life.
You're who you've always been.
So we ended up calling the doctor, and he said, this isn't just an ear infection.
You always had.
This is our daughter, and we didn't know how to help her.
Despite monsters and wind.
Every day, thousands of kids like Gwen enter a Children's Miracle Network hospital. And for many of them, they're fighting for their lives. Children's hospitals are underfunded, which is why these hospitals rely on community support. 100% of contributions made at helpkidstoday.org go to your local member children's hospital so they can spend it on their most urgent needs.
It's life-changing for a kid like Gwen.
We can't change their diagnosis, but together, we're changing their future. For ways to help, visit us at helpkidstoday.org. Helpkidstoday.org.
Hello, I'm Jose Hernandez, and I have been using a wheelchair since my accident in 1995.
My name is Andrea Delzal, and I've been using a wheelchair since I was 5 years old.
I guess if I had one message for the general public, it would be that I appreciate your help, but please, ask first.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that I've actually got everything under control.
I think people get nervous. They don't know how to act, so they pretend I'm not there.
What probably bothers me the most is when waiters talk to my companion and not directly to me.
I think everyone with a disability can relate to that parking spot problem.
We know you're just parking in a disabled spot for a second, but please, don't.
We're just looking for the same respect and consideration as everyone else.
United Spinal Association is dedicated to enhancing the quality of life of people living with spinal cord injuries and disorders. Download our disability etiquette booklet at unitedspinal.org.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program.
All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.